I'm ready for football season. I got my helmet and pads, shin guards, and everything else. Let's go!
You're protected for playing football, but how about against the schemes of the devil? I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Back in the Middle Ages, knights were outfitted with special pieces of armor made from iron. The armor was designed to keep the knight safe from the swords and arrows of their enemies. Ephesians 6:11 says, "We have an enemy too." It says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Now our story. It's entitled, God's Gear. Tate walked into the house, his arms loaded. "Mom, I'm all signed up for football," he said, dropping a big pile of football gear on the table. "Great," said Mom. She picked up a mouthpiece from the table. "What's this?" Tate grinned. "It protects my teeth. We wear heavy padding, shin guards, helmets, mouthpieces, all kinds of protection." "I'm glad to hear that," Mom said. "Don't forget any of it." "I won't," Tate assured her. "I've already learned how important it is. I forgot my mouthpiece when I went to practice the other day, and Coach Grimes wouldn't let me play without it, so I had to go get it. Good thing, too, when I got back, I got a good knock on my chin in the very first play. I could have gotten hurt without it." That evening, Tate showed his football gear to his dad. "I wore all that stuff back when I played football, too," Dad told him. "In fact, I still wear special protective gear." Dad grinned at Tate's look of surprise. "It's called the Armor of God. Do you know what the various pieces are?" "Oh, that," said Tate. "One of them is a helmet, the helmet of salvation. We get it by trusting Jesus to save us from sin." Mom nodded. "And one is called the breastplate of righteousness. We wear it by remembering that Jesus has made us right with God. Let's see, another says to buckle truth around our waists. That means we need to use God's truth to defend ourselves against Satan's lies. And our feet need to be ready to take us places where we can share the good news of Jesus with others," added Tate. "I know one," 5-year-old Larson said enthusiastically. "We need swords. My teacher said the Bible is our sword." "Good," said Mom. "The Bible tells us the truth about God and who we are in Jesus. We also need the shield of faith so we can trust God no matter what." "Why do we need all that equipment?" asked Dad. "Because Satan wants us to take our eyes off Jesus and give in to sin and doubt," said Tate. Dad nodded. "Right. The armor of God is even more important than your football gear, Tate. It protects us from Satan, our worst enemy." Well, how about you? Are you wearing the armor of God? Have you put on the helmet of salvation by trusting Jesus as your Savior? When Satan whispers lies and tries to get you to sin or doubt, do you stand firm in the truth of Jesus? Do you remember that He has made you right with God and have faith that He is with you no matter what? And do you share that truth with others? Put on God's armor so you can stand strong against the devil. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil.
And our key thought for today, wear God's armor. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.